Greetings, dear listeners, and yes, it is another week of the podcast. This week, I interview Amy Wong Hope. And yes, I admit it. I'm going to say it again. I have another super groovy guest for you. But really, all you need to do is hop on over to her website, resilientwithin.com, just to see that I am speaking the truth. Amy is involved in a lot of cool stuff, but right now what's super exciting for me, and I'm sure for her as well, is that Southwestern College here is starting a program here of psychedelic studies, and Amy's creating and crafting those courses that are going to be offered to nurses, doctors, social workers, clergy, anyone that kind of wants to understand and potentially include plant medicines in their therapy work, in the work they're doing in the world. Amy has lots of other incredible things going on in her life, a super fun TikTok channel. She has a book that she's published that she talks about a little bit later in our podcast. But what really caught me this week was how we talk about how trauma and cultural expectations, the stories that people tell us, how they kind of create this lacquer on all of us as individuals. And over the course of our lives, if we're lucky enough, if we're strong enough and determined enough, over time we can kind of scrape and chisel away at that lacquer to find our true selves, those selves that we keep hidden from the world and that are really just clamoring to be let out. This conversation was very dynamic and very fun, and I hope you love and appreciate it as much as I did. So now, episode 134 and my interview with Amy Wong Hope.
And when what she told me and what she showed me is her birth. She showed me what it looked like in the room when she was born. And she said, I came out and I saw it through her eyes. And this transmission was so real. It wasn't even words spoken to me. It was a knowing that what she experienced in that moment of being born was that she was not wanted because she was a girl. And inside her own consciousness at that moment, her first thoughts at that time, her first feelings were, I better be useful.
Well, I would love to hear any stories of magic or miracles. Anything that you'd like to share that you're comfortable sharing. Everybody has a different interpretation. So whatever you feel comfortable sharing, one story or multiple stories, I'd love to hear it.
Sure. Well, I don't know why, but this one is coming up for me. And it comes from a very early journey over 10 years ago with ayahuasca. And in that ayahuasca journey, it was probably my second one I ever had. And I was sobbing so much that I had snot running down all my face and everything. Of course, the room is really dark, right? And it was maybe my first or second, it was my second experience. And I was so unable to move in that moment in time that I couldn't even reach for a tissue, right? And that can happen in that space. And I remember that one of the helpers came by and he gave me a tissue. And I remember holding it up like a fan. And I was like, what is this? I was really in an infant state in that moment in time. And I finally figured out to wipe my face. And what came to me in that journey was a vision and a conversation with my mother's mother, my grandmother on my mother's side. And she had come as a bride to my grandfather from an educated family, which was rare at the time. Her father was a translator for the railroads in the West and had disappeared. And when he disappeared, all of the daughters had to be married off out of the family. She was the eldest? She wasn't the eldest. She was the youngest daughter. So they were upset because she wasn't a boy. And when what she told me and what she showed me is her birth. She showed me what it looked like in the room when she was born. And she said, I came out and I saw it through her eyes. And this transmission was so real. It wasn't even words spoken to me. It was a knowing that what she experienced in that moment of being born was that she was not wanted because she was a girl. And inside her own consciousness at that moment, her first thoughts at that time, her first feelings were, I better be useful. And I just wept and wept and wept when this was shown to me through her eyes. And I really, at that point in time, went on a very, very deep journey of undoing conditionings. It became really my core mission in my life for myself, and one of the central tenets of what I hope to hold. Of course, I would never impose on any client I'm working with, but that is there, all of the conditioning. And so through the years, there have been many, many times when I have seen this deconditioning or undoing of these layers of lacquer for myself. Certainly in 2021, when the women were murdered in Atlanta, I went through it again and actually had to undo another huge piece of conditioning that was in my marriage, actually, as an Asian woman, how I had been conditioned as an Asian woman by my heritage, by my cultural heritage, by the Western culture context, by my female context, by my Chinese context, by my Chinese female woman, you know, as a Chinese woman in marriage, and what that looked like in my marriage. And luckily, I'm in a marriage that my husband was completely open to that, but he could not understand the conditioning because it was something that we had lived with. We'd been married 10 years at that point in time, you know. So it's really, I'm really thankful for my experience with that medicine and what it showed me. And those mystical experiences like that, I'm so thankful. That's all I can say.
Was I lying when I said this interview was super fun and also educational? I'd like to give a little shout out for Amy's book that's coming out next year, along with her co-author, Shin Yu Pai, Small Doses of Awareness, a Microdosing Companion Guided Journal. You can find it on Amazon and reserve your copy right now, but I urge all of you just to check it out because there's a lot of incredible things happening in the plant medicine world, including these courses and classes that Amy is crafting for Southwestern College. I need to thank Amy for being such a fun and interesting guest, and then I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode, Sasha End. I love his music so much. Sometimes for certain episodes, I just use the gorgeous stuff that he creates. Please remember that it takes a village to get this podcast out into the world. So consider sharing the podcast with those you love, even with those you don't love. And also, please consider writing a review or leaving a rating wherever you find the podcast. Those ratings and reviews are so important because they help other people find us. I'm ever so grateful for the reviews and the ratings I've received so far, but because we all know that the hustle is real, I'm asking for more. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Amy. Do the deep work to find your authentic self. Know that despite your best intentions, despite our best intentions, that this society and this culture, you know, they're telling us stories about who we should be, who we must be, how we don't have choices. And I know that in all of us, or most of us, there are these little hidden pieces, these hidden delightful parts that are just waiting to emerge into the world. So be like Amy and commit to the process. Knowing that with the difficulty, with the engagement, a more beautiful and a more authentic you will eventually emerge.